From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
But America first does not mean America alone.
In a strong defense of his America First policies, U.S. President Donald Trump has told a gathering of global business and political luminaries that the world will benefit from U.S. economic power and invited them to embrace his growth-oriented philosophy.
When the United States grows, so does the world.
President Trump spoke to the closing session of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States.
As he has done throughout his political career, Trump made no apology for imposing reciprocal tariffs and trade deals and other international agreements that he sees as slowing economic growth. The America First philosophy provoked criticism among many at Davos who advocate a coordinated global economic strategy. Also in Davos, President Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in June, but backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow the order.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message
today? Typical New York Times fake stories.
Mueller is investigating allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. Treasury has announced new sanctions against Russian and Ukrainian citizens involved in the Russian annexation of Crimea, barring them from doing business with Americans and freezing any of their assets. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday the U.S. government is committed to maintaining the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The South Sudan government has reacted angrily to remarks made by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, in which she called the government an unfit partner to the U.N. A South Sudanese foreign ministry official said Friday that Haley's remarks threatened to undermine relations between the U.S. and South Sudan. Now, Haley did not mince words about President Salva Kiir's government as she addressed the U.N. Security Council on Wednesday.
There is nothing that prepares you for the sobs of the South Sudanese women, nearly all of whom have been raped.
Ambassador Haley also accused President Kiir of promoting three generals who she said led the slaughter of innocent South Sudanese women, children, and elderly people. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has called on all of his supporters to join in the protests on Sunday, January 28th, against elections that he says are without competition. He especially encouraged residents of Moscow and St. Petersburg to attend rallies, saying that in these two locations, authorities refused to sanction the events. On Friday afternoon, Navalny's press service said three of its volunteers were detained in front of the politician's headquarters. Navalny headquarters worker Kristina Zadanova said, "When I approached the policemen and asked them on which grounds our guys were being arrested, they said that according to their information, the guys have illegal leaflets in their bags." Now, these were the so-called grounds for their arrest. There are no such grounds within legislative norms. Navalny is unable to run in the election because of prior conviction that he says was trumped up and politically motivated. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election, a move that virtually ensures that unpopular leftist president Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of parties and candidates to run in the election was slated to happen this weekend. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council late Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for its ruling. The presidential election will be held by the end of April, which leaves the opposition unable to field any candidates. Michigan State University Athletic Director Mark Hollis resigned on Friday, 2 days after the school's president stepped down amid a storm of criticism about how it handled the sexual assault scandal that led to the conviction of former school faculty member and USA Gymnastics physician Larry Nassar. Nassar was sentenced on Wednesday to 40 to 75 years in prison after pleading guilty to sexually abusing more than 150 female gymnasts, some as young as 6 years old, under the guise of medical treatment for more than two decades. More than 150 of Nassar's victims gave emotional statements at his sentencing hearing in Lansing, Michigan. Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.